You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.
Now, scratch the surface here in Midland and you will uncover a suburb filled with musicians, artists and creatives. It's a really vibrant, wonderful art scene here. The art centres are thriving and Mornings reporter Kate Lever has been out and about in town following the music.
Hi, my name's Joe Summers. I take part of the Muso Meetup session down here at the old courthouse.
Hi, my name's Richard, and today we're hanging out here in the old Midland Courthouse about to take part in the Muso Meetups. So Joe was a volunteer with us at Ellenbrook Library a good few years ago, did like some guitar jams. We decided we wanted to try out some stuff in Midland. There's a really creative community here around Midland that the Youth Centre, they run their own music programs. There's Midland Art Junction up the road. The Hyperfest is run around here. We thought this would be a great opportunity to just try something in the community. It started off as a couple of guitar lessons and it just really grew from there.
Definitely nothing too rigid. It's sort of just come down if you like to play or want to meet other people to play, because I guess that was, I just knew from my own experience sort of living in small towns where I wanted to play music but didn't know anyone that played music and wanting to do that. So I guess that's really what we aim for here. It's like if you got an interest in it and you want to meet some other people or just want to play, just yeah, bring your guitar or whatever instrument you have and have a bash really. Yeah.
What's the demographic? Who you get down here? Is it a real mix?
Honestly, yeah, it really will depend on who you get down coming on the various days. So we get some like the older guys coming up, we get some people like in the younger ages, and people will cycle in and out. That we had a family guy, he came to one of our events once, and then we saw him like recently at a concert thing we're hosting, and he's like, oh, how are you guys going? You still playing the concerts? And yeah, so it just honestly is the mix of the entire community, really, and that's who we want to get, just anybody who plays music.
Oh, my name is Basil. I've been going to Muso Meetup for over 3 years now. It was quite funny how I found out about the Muso Meetup because I signed up with a splash ink workshop and actually found that the library had a Muso Meetup. And I said, hey, I'm interested in playing some music and I'd like to join them. And that's how I started. And we've had things from country to blues to some jazz and rock and roll. I play everything or try to play everything.
I think we've got people from all, you know, different walks of life, and I like to think we're all quite good friends now. We know each other pretty well, so yeah, the connection's sort of unfolded before our eyes and it's a pretty beautiful thing.
And yeah, we've managed to just have some fun things, so like people who have been some of our regulars, we got them to play some events we've done around the libraries when we need some music. So it's just been that really fun thing just to be able to showcase and give people an opportunity to play together and just have some fun and jam for a bit.
I guess also showing that libraries are a bit more than books too. Yeah, they're sort of evolving.
One of the things we love in libraries is that we're given something for people for free, that they can come down here, that it's not a cost to come take part in the programs. We also, when we've done some performance nights with the people as well, it's a free concert for people to come down and watch, which is a pretty cool thing. And you get a range of people. That last week we had like two acts on Spicy Water and Aidan Abra, and the people that came down to watch them, they were like some friends and family that were all like around 16 or so, then some seniors coming down as well, because it's a free concert. And it was just really nice and great intimate atmosphere in a nice historic building.
You got guitars down here, a beautiful keyboard up on the stage, some pretty great gear. What kind of instruments? Does it vary from week to week?
Yeah, it does. I remember we had a lady, she hasn't come for a while, but she had this like traditional Japanese string instrument. And it was just, I've never seen it before. Yeah, we've had everything from that to cowbells to 20 guitars going at the same time. So
the core of the group is a bit of guitars, that we play guitar, a lot of people around here play guitar, there's certainly keyboards, but there have just been so many things that come in. I've played sometimes, like I play some harmonica, so we end up with like blues afternoons every now and again, and then as they say, sometimes things are a lot more folky, and yeah, it's just whoever the people are. So it's very organic, and that's what's been great to see over the years, that whoever's coming in, it gives it a different flavour, so it's always interesting.
I've learnt a lot about guitar, different styles, because I think you always sort of stay stuck in your corner if like you bring your own musical thing to it. Yeah, people coming in that listen to stuff that I never would have listened to, teach me that too.
Yeah, because you get incredible stories from some of the people, which I won't repeat on the radio for their own privacy, but they're just, everyone has their own stories, and it's great to hear those experiences. And we've had people that are members of like the old Perth blues clubs and the like there, and if you're into like blues, you're going, oh, this is just great to hear what's going on. And you just always get those little bits of different flavour, and it means, like Joe says, you get stuck in your own rut if you're playing by yourself or playing with the same guys. So having that opportunity to just play some different things and meet new people has been pretty great. We know that there are creative people around saying, well, they just need somewhere to meet up. And we think, like, Midland in 10 years is going to be competing with Frio. That's the goal.
Brilliant. So Midland, the new Frio in the next 10 years, you'd say.
Let's put a target on that.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
That I do like that Midland is going to be the new Frio when it comes to the music scene. Kate Lever there, hanging out at Midland's Monday Music Meetup.
You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.